So you know how we've really gotten accustomed to video calls, Zoom calls, Skype calls, all that jazz. One thing that really is very different from online calls and video calls to face-to-face communication is the fact that how do we deal with interruption? How do we prevent being interrupted and also interrupting someone else as they're speaking? Now, in the context of video calls, this can be a little bit trickier, right? The resolution is not as high online in a video call as it is in an in-person, face-to-face social interaction type of communication, right? And so that paired with the fact that the signal might not be as strong and there might be a delay in terms of receiving the communication message, this can definitely result in issues with a lot of overlap and interruption in general. So I have three tips for you for how to prevent being interrupted, and also for you to be mindful of not interrupting the other person or people with whom you are interacting in the online space. All right, let's get into it. The first thing that you want to do is speak louder and speak slower. I'm someone who, when I'm with my friends and family, I talk pretty fast. I'm from New York, and that's just the thing. If you're someone who speaks quickly as well, then I encourage you to have that self-awareness and to make sure that you're speaking a little bit more slowly than you would. Not in a robotic sense, but just imagine going at an 80% or a 70%. So if you were to speak at that and still sound naturally, then that is the right sort of speed at which to speak. And the other thing is to speak a little bit louder than you would. And to do that, you really want to engage the diaphragm. I have a video about diaphragmatic breathing, which allows you to tap into your powerhouse, which is your core, and to really pay attention about how you're breathing. Are you breathing from your chest or are you breathing from your diaphragm? In which case you'll also feel it like around your core and in the back. So your mic not be the best, right? You might not have a separate mic. So try to really project your voice. And yes, even though you're projecting it to, you know, your laptop, which is not that far away from you, right? But still, we want to make sure that we're speaking a little bit slower and a little bit more loudly. Because again, you want that higher resolution to come through, which is unfortunately not really going to be the case always with these online virtual interactions. So we have to really do our best. So that's the first one. The second one is to ask comprehension check questions and some other questions. So with comprehension check questions, what you're really getting at is to make sure that the person with whom you're interacting is on the same page as you, that they are following what you're saying. Because sometimes when we're talking online, in video calls, and we don't give the other person a chance to confirm or ask a clarifying question or ask you to elaborate, sometimes that can then get missed and skipped. And so we really want to be careful to making sure that the people with whom we are engaging in this virtual interaction are aware of what's going on and to make sure that no one skipped a beat and that you haven't left anyone in the dust. Because there's nothing worse than you carrying on through your whole entire soliloquy or meeting, and people have so many questions, yet there was never an opportunity for them to ask those questions. So this is really important because you want to make sure that they're on the same page as you so that you haven't lost anyone. So one way to do that is to actually ask something related to what you said, related to your content. So does X make sense? Does Z have any bearing on what you guys are doing right now? Or just saying, does this make sense? Does anyone have any questions? What are your thoughts on XYZ? So allowing them a moment to ask their questions or to be able to clarify something for somebody. The last thing you can do is add more pauses. For a lot of people, when we're talking in face-to-face communication settings, pause can be a little bit uncomfortable. It can be a little bit stifling. It can be a little bit like, oh, you know, I need to fill the airtime. I need to fill the space. In the online setting, because like I said, with the resolution and the you know, so-so internet connection or signal. Somebody might not notice there even being a pause because of that delayed transmission. So you really do want to add in those pauses, and it really won't come off as jarring, much less so in the online setting than it would in the face-to-face setting. And so these pauses allow the person processing time, so to really register what you said, to maybe come up with a question or to ask for elaboration or clarification if need be. And also, we don't know how strong the signal is, right? So if we are just constantly talking and just yammering away and not giving a pause in there, then it might be likely that, you know, part of the message does not get transmitted. So really make sure that you're adding those pauses. All right, so that's it. I hope that you found this useful. Let me know what other ways you've come up with in just your own experience with these online calls and these video chats and conferences, what ways that you found have helped you interrupt less and also be interrupted less frequently in that online virtual setting. All right, I will see you in the next one. Happy X-learning.